Today we begin a five-week series on Hebrews in the first chapter. Who are we? This text shows how God communicated to us His love and how we could receive that love from the God who created all things. In many languages, God communicates, and we know that the Old Testament points us to the Messiah, but who is the Messiah? This text tells us Jesus is the imprint of God. Like a coin will have an imprint of the one who gives it authority and stands behind the promise of reimbursement, the people of the early church get tired of waiting. The letter to the Hebrews is written because of complacency of the people. They become bored with the whole idea that Jesus is coming back, and they begin to doubt Jesus as Messiah. The people that once believed begin to leave the church and spread doubt among other believers. Does that sound familiar? Are we any different today? A group of people called nuns are the ones who select none on an application when asked about their faith or religious affiliation. Interestingly, nuns come mostly from Christian backgrounds and were raised in a family that attended church on a regular basis, and their numbers are growing. We could send this same Hebrews letter to our members as a reminder of who we are. The text refers to the Old Testament to give it order and strength. It claims the prophets as the voice of God from the first believers until the Messiah, Jesus Christ, comes as the perfect imprint of God. The first chapter tells us how God spoke through the prophets and the Old Testament teachers. But now, God speaks through Jesus Christ, the Messiah. He is Emmanuel, God with us. The church today is struggling with the same doubts and disbelief. If we leave the church, is there still hope for us? Can we return to the church that we once knew, or does the church need a revival? How do we revive the church to a vibrant life, preaching the gospel and praising the God who gives us life? How do we see God speaking to us today? God comes to us in the scriptures, but God shows Himself in the way we love our neighbors. It is God who acts as Word in our actions. John's Gospel claims the Word becomes flesh and dwelt among us in Jesus Christ, but it was Jesus who claimed the Advocate would come to dwell in us with the Father, who is greater than me, Jesus said. It is the Holy Spirit that living in us brings the Word we proclaim. In Jesus Christ, the gate is opened to us to walk as in Christ and to be the Word of God to all people. This is not talking about speaking in tongues or becoming a revivalist. This is about doing what Jesus has always told us. Love each other the way I first loved you. If we love each other the way Jesus loves us, we will put others first. We will hear the voice of God because the Holy Spirit is in us and is teaching us how to love one another. God opens the gate of His voice to all who are willing to hear and gives us that voice to carry His love to all nations. Amen. Let us pray. Sovereign God, You have created us to live in loving community with one another. Form us for life that is faithful and steadfast, and teach us to trust like little children, that we may reflect the image of Your Son, Jesus Christ, the open gate of all creation, our Savior and Lord. Amen.